Hello and welcome to the Only the Podcast. And we're talking at Only. I'm here with my co-host, Gil.
Hello everyone, I'm your co-host, and today's topics, all I remember is that one of them is about a party, and today's a special episode because we'll be taking a bite of jalapeno,
pepper,
every subject, so yeah, let's get to it.
Alright, are you sure you want to do this shit?
I mean, it was your idea.
Alright, if you say so, I'll do it. So, I forgot what the topic was.
But party, you said?
I don't remember what party. Oh, parties.
Yeah.
Wasn't it his dreams, I think? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, one of them was about dreams, then something about a party or something like that.
Hold on, can I check? Oh yeah, I have something in my notes that's just like, oh my god, I'm almost in here later, but hold up, I'm gonna try to find the fucking thing. Fuck, okay, I didn't write it down, but what I remember is a dream. So god damn it, this is our first topic, fucking dream. So yeah, I'm sorry if this like it's echoey because I'm in a new room. So yeah, fucking. Yeah.
So we about to take a bite.
Yes, alright, let's take a bite.
Right, some of that ASMR.
Yes, okay. Alright, cheers, bro. Cheers.
Dude.
I took a bite of it.
Same.
Okay, this isn't that bad. Not that bad.
Then take two bites.
Nah, because at the end, we're just gonna be eating the whole fucking shit.
Oh yeah. How much topics are we gonna be talking about?
I don't know, man. But hold up, my mom's calling me. I'm gonna cut this thing out with her. Hold up. All right, I'm back. All right. Oh fuck, I put it in the wrong ear. Hold up.
That's what she said.
Anyway, since it's kind of mild right now, I had a dream where I went to Colombia. It was fucking, like, god damn. Okay, fuck, I have to take another bite. Did you take another bite?
Yeah. It's actually not that bad.
Not that bad. Ah, fuck, I got my tongue.
I feel like you're trolling me.
No, it's getting in my tongue. Oh god, if I open my fucking tongue. Last tragedy was
drinking. Drinking liquid already?
Yes. Okay. I took like a small amount.
But it's not that bad.
I took like a whole bite out of the fucking seed.
No, I'll take another bite. Look.
Oh, I know it fucking hurts. Oh shit. Oh my god. It fucking hurts. Christ.
It's not that bad.
Like it hurts my throat. Anyway, alright. I remember going to Colombia and then kicking a girl's ass at a soccer. That's all I remember. It was great. Have you ever had any good dreams?
Good dreams?
Yeah, any, like, dreams like that.
I can barely remember my dreams.
Damn. I write them down sometimes. Most of the time.
I did have this one weird dream yesterday, though. But it's, like, too weird for me to say on the podcast.
Alright. I don't blame you. I get some fucking weird dreams too. But hold up. One dream I had was me going to a fucking water park and having a girl be with me, be there with me. And honestly, I don't remember nothing else of that. And a weed too.
So don't just be fucked, but.
Alright. Are you okay with your second bite?
I had 3 bites. I'm like almost done.
What the fuck? You almost done? I'm done the whole shit.
I just finished it right now.
Get another one.
No, I'm not getting another one. I'm not going to the kitchen.
I'm going to the kitchen. Alright, it's calming down, but it's slowly warming up too. It still burns, but they linger a lot. Fuck. It's fucking up.
Man, I have the AC on, so I'm good.
I have nothing on. I only have a window next to me. Because right now, like, I have my own office.
Yeah,
I have my my Squire Strat and my other ones up there, but fucking hell, I gotta open up the window. Fuck,
I'm about to go in the closet. Pause.
Well, you never came out either way.
I know, I'm still in the closet.
Yeah, I know. Why don't you come out?
All
right. Oh, I meant more metaphorically, but.
Nah, I'm still in my closet. What you mean?
Alright. It's coming down. Oh, fucking Christ. Fuck.
Alright. Anyway. It doesn't hurt as bad right now.
Right now, it still stings. It still stings.
A little, though.
For me, it still does. It lingers a lot. Fuck the train, Christ. Can you hear that shit?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I have a little bit of jalapeno left. Should I eat it?
Fuck. I ate the whole thing.
Bruh. I still have some of it left. Seeds.
Man, I ate the seeds.
I have some of the seeds left on my desk, but it's fucking hot. And I don't have any AC on either way, so fucking Christ. I should have brought water. I should have brought water. The soda doesn't help at all. It kind of helps it. Man, I should stop drinking the soda. What the fuck? Anyway, I'm taking the last bite of this shit.
Bro, just finish it.
Fucking Christ. Like, this is all the fucking seeds.
That's going to be worse.
Yeah, it is going to be worse. Fucking Christ. What do you have to drink, though?
Saliva.
Saliva, damn. Are you sure it's saliva? You don't have your Mandarin? Or your tangerine. Wait, what's it called in English?
Tangerine?
Yeah. That's what I meant. I mean, this side, because it has more seeds, but... Well, fuck it. The side of my mouth, like, feels... Oh, wait, look, there's cold air. I can feel cold air from the window. Do you have AC?
Yeah.
Alright, good.
I still haven't came out the closet yet, so, yeah. I haven't felt it, the pool air.
Damn. I'm not in my room right now, so... And it's very echoey here, but just because there's not really anything like cloth, so there's this pillow over here. But
how does my audio sound right now?
It's all right. How does my audio sound right now? Does it sound like echoey?
Not really.
All right, because I have to play like right next to me. Of course. All right, let me finish the pepper.
I'm just eat all the seeds. I don't give a fuck about everything else. But I mean, the fuck.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was gonna be like the end pepper. No, the end sauce.
Yeah, we tried it.
That shit killed me. Christ. Alright, I'm eating all the seeds. Wish me luck.
Alright.
It isn't that bad.
I know. Wait, hold on. Let me search up the Scoville.
Oh, fuck, what a stink. Oh, Christ. Oh. You're much better at this than I am. I'm a pussy dick bitch in this bitch.
Nah. We should do it next time we meet up at the park.
Yeah. We should. We should do it with the fucking end sauce. To see how that shit goes for you, because, oh my god, that shit fucking stinks.
I guess it looks like I can handle a little bit more spice than you.
Yeah. But, like, that shit you can't handle at all.
Well, yes, like that world's hottest hot sauce.
Yeah, the seeds on this aren't that as bad, but, I'm like, it, like, my mouth feels fucking numb.
Well, apparently, Christ. The Scoville for jalapeno peppers is up to 2,500 up to 8,000 Scoville.
Oh, damn. I don't know which ones I got, but they're not as bad as I thought it would be.
Yeah. I mean, it's more like in the middle range.
Yeah. We should eat a habanero next.
But
those shit, like, my mom told me, like, those shits are just kill you, too.
Well, habaneros look like they're, like, it says 100,000 to 350,000 Scoville.
Yeah, they killed my mom. Like, not like literally, but like they did, effectively. But yeah, the jalapenos don't linger that bad, so I'm just doing the rest of the seeds. They're on my fucking desk.
We were supposed to take a bite out of the jalapeno in every segment, but like we just took a bite and just started talking about our reaction.
Yeah, because like the dreams aren't really that interesting. So,
I mean, they probably are. We just don't remember that much about them.
Yeah, because, like, or the fucking REM cycles and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't want to make fun of the government. This is going to be a live podcast. Yes, I'm going to make fun of the government. Alright, I'm gonna eat the remaining seeds on my desk because they're just flat. They're just flattered everywhere. But all right, let's take. I'm not gonna take with a grain of salt because, yeah, you're not bad. No spice at all.
Nope.
Yeah, the fucking seeds are not spicy at all. Never mind. Fuck. Wait, never mind. They aren't at all. Christ. Wait, hold up.
You just took a bite of another one.
Yes.
And you should have told me something about these products.
I knew this would happen, so.
Jalapenos actually aren't as spicy as I thought they would be.
Yeah, they're really not.
It's been a long
time. When I first like took a bite of them, like they're spicy. Like I felt like the full power. Like now I don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
crazy. When was the last time you had one?
I don't remember. I remember, like, when I was little, I had a pepper, my dad gave me pepper, right? But, like, as a joke.
You just took a bite.
And then I took a bite out of it. And then, I didn't know you were gonna, bite it, actually. And, like, oh, my mom, I, like, that shit burned, like, a lot when I was little. They were like little peppers and shit. They were. Wait, they had me drinking like salt with water. It was crazy. What's it? What's your last time?
I don't even remember.
Damn. Well, the last one I had, I don't remember. And also with the hand and hot sauce. And I'm feeling like it's getting hot in here.
There's no way I can handle more spice than you.
You can.
I'm actually...
Nick, you handled the jalapeno more than... You handled it better than I did. But now, like, they're not as bad.
I mean, it was only spicy for, like, a hot 5 seconds, but then after that...
For me, it was, like, a hot minute. Yeah. Yeah, we should do, like, a live and shit. Because... Yeah, we have really nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
I just started to, also... Oh, that was my kind of desk, because I don't know. I have a soccer table. Have you ever played those? The little soccer tables. Have you? Are you good at it or are you not?
It's been a couple of years since I last played on one.
Bro, I can go right now, like there. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you have one?
I can just like pop. Hold up. I know it's not echoing right now. Does it? I can just go like.
Yeah.
I know that they can't see it.
Yeah. Like,
you get the point. Yes.
You can hear it.
Yeah. You get the point. You get the point anyway.
Both people just think we're faking this pepper thing.
We can do a lake with webcams one day.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Oh damn. Well, I'm only doing it just because I'm used to it. I'm not gonna touch my dick after this. I'm gonna wash my hands like real good. You better do too.
Bro, is she like, who wanks like right after you know?
I don't know. Someone, I don't know. What if they piss? Will they eat a pepper?
What if people can piss without hands, you know? Just control it.
That's like every superpower every boy wants to get.
What do you think is the hardest thing for a boy?
Trying to suck him his own dick.
Nah, it's more like peeing with a boner. You know, how hard that is?
Like, this doesn't really go like. I don't know how to explain it, but it's hard to pee with it, just because like it's hard for the pee to get it go straight out.
That's why boys squat.
Yeah, it's really hard to because you just can't do it because
unless you're in the shower, then you just don't care.
You just piss on the walls. Have you ever done that? You piss on the walls.
not the wall. Like, you don't just look at the wall like, yeah, I'm just pissed on the wall because I have a mad boner, so I don't feel like staying in the shower, so might as well just pee on the wall. Like,
oh yeah, once a wise man told me, either
a wise man,
either there's two types of guys. One, fuck you, car. One.
Honda Civic.
It was a Jeep. Anyway, there's two types of guys. One, the guy who tried to suck his dick, tried to suck his own dick, and the second is a liar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I gotta say. Yeah.
That's it.
What's your story?
About trying to what? Suck your dick. I never tried that. Have you?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Either There's two times. There's two times. I remember that. As a wise.
Remember what?
As a wise man once said. There's two types of guys. The one who's trying to suck in his own penis, and the second one is a liar.
So you're pretty much saying every guy tries to suck his own penis at one point in life.
Every guy. Dead ass. Like, I don't know.
That's weird, though. Like, why?
I don't know.
What do you gain from sucking your own dick?
I don't know. But, like, it's hormones, like,
you're just gonna, like, hormones. Still, like, we're going to give yourself HIV, I guess.
What? Like, HIV? We're talking about HIV.
What one horny person tries to suck his own dick and nuts all over his mouth? Like, you know how weird that's gonna be if someone walks into that?
Oh, no.
Like, what do you explain? Like, what's your explanation to that?
Oh, sorry. I was checking my balls, like, because it started hurting.
Then they're gonna be like, then what's that white stuff over your mouth?
Oh yeah, I accidentally came because like I was checking my balls like too hard. So I don't know, man.
But... So you were just giving your balls a good hard stare.
Why not? Like it's not. Do you think it'll work?
Nope.
Same thing.
So you're saying like just looking at your own testicles turns you on?
Oh yeah, I didn't think of that. Fuck. I don't know, man. But
like, just like saying like, yeah, Jupiter turns me on. Just look at them rings.
That's Saturn.
Or Saturn. Well, I don't know my planets. Just like looking at your anus, being like, yeah, look at that anus. Like,
wait, the planet or the.
The planet. Okay. Just like the planet, your anus. You just, like, some dude's just looking at that, like, yeah, look at that anus. Like,
wait, is that a pun intended or not? Because I can't tell.
No pun intended. Like.
Well, it would have been, like, a real good combo. Think about it. Still, what's one embarrassing story that you'll be willing to admit on a podcast?
Let me think.
I got one.
What is it?
I had to sing Katy Perry's.
Wait, didn't we already talk about this in the podcast?
We did?
I think. Yeah, we were talking about like old school memories that.
I was about to say, like, I thought I told you, like, before, like, not during the podcast, but.
Like just, like, on the call?
Because
we were
thinking about this podcast for, like, a long time. Not a long time.
Well, you.
Yeah, me.
You just told me, bro, let's start a podcast. I'm like, alright.
Yeah, that's basically what we did. Oh, I can still feel the seed in my mouth. What the fuck? Anyway, I was thinking of the podcast, right? No. How it started is, like, I created a group because I went to my girlfriend, like, hey, they want to do an all-nighter with your friend and my friend. Like, she was sure, and, like, I invited you to a group chat. It's called the All-Nighters. And then, and that's how it started.
That thing didn't even last long.
I know. It only lasted, like, 2 days.
That thing, like, all the way down in my DM.
Yeah. Yeah, that only lasted like 2 days and shit, and then we decided to make this podcast because like we could talk like forever. Because
it was mostly awkward, like just there.
Yeah.
Because usually that one person would just like leave, and then it would just be us three. Then it would mostly just be awkward for me.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah.
And we play some Mario Kart too.
We also betted money.
Yeah, I didn't win anything. I was a sore loser. I just lost. I wasn't so loser about it, but...
Bro, you fell asleep like at 3 in the morning.
I know.
I was about to leave until your girlfriend said, yeah, you should leave just so I can keep the money. Then that's when I'm like, no, you know what? I forgot about it.
You. So if she didn't remind you, you would have lost all that money.
Yeah, so she pretty much played herself.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I was, because after you fell asleep, it was like, it was just awkward. Then I was just like, well, since we don't talk, I might as well just go sleep. But then I said that, I say I'm about to go sleep now. And she says, yeah, you should, just so I can keep the money. Then that just hit me like, oh, snap, I forgot we're betting.
Damn. Christ.
We ended up just splitting the money because it was like 6 something in the morning.
Bro, I didn't own it by accident one time, like about like next, like last week. I don't know. I just kept watching Jacksepticeye's South Park Fractured Butthole. I just kept watching that and all the whole. Like I look outside, like oh wait, the sun's rising. I'm like, what the fuck? I checked the time. And it was like what, like 5 a.m. I didn't realize. It's like I'm playing the games on my end, like, and you see the sun. Which I can't really do because my PS4 is in my parents' room. Not mine.
Yeah. So, like, you, the only times you can play is, like, when your parents are awake.
Yeah. It's really awkward if, like, if I try to play during the night. Yes, girl.
What do you think is the best feeling?
Best feeling? When yes. you've been holding your piss for like 15 hours and like you finally let it go of your house.
That's a good one.
Like I've had that many times. There was one where I almost pissed myself. Like dead ass. So, like it started leaking.
My question is, how, like, where are you at throughout the whole day and able for that to happen?
I don't know. Like, okay, so I was at New York, right? And, like I ate and everything. And then, so what we usually do, I think it was in Brooklyn, I don't know. What we usually do is just walk around the stores and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, buy clothes, buy whatever. Yeah. And,
just look at the stuff.
No, we don't. Yeah, we, like, look and shit. But, like, we're mostly used to it.
So. Pretty much just being, like, tourists.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And then, we go, like, to buy some fruit. Because if you've been to that part, you know there's, like, there's like, people who sell fruit, right?
Yeah.
And it's just mangoes, watermelons, whatever. And I told my mom to buy me some. She did. And then, like, on the way back, right? Like, I really... Because I got watermelon, right? I really, really needed to piss. Like, oh my God, bro. Like, I remember the feeling of, like, holy shit. Like, moving my legs at extreme velocity. And trying not to piss myself. And then when we finally got home 2 hours later... Oh, I just got home and just like that was the best feeling ever.
Me personally, I think the best feeling is like when you have to wake up early and like you're tired,
mm-hmm.
so you just wake up like in the morning hoping it's not like the time you have to wake up and you see that it's like 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've had that many times in sixth grade where like I just watch YouTube videos at the point,
yeah,
yeah. Right, just listen to music. Yeah, both of them are good. What do you think is the worst feeling?
Getting rejected by someone in front of a lot of people.
Oh, no. That's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. You have a story?
But, like, no, I don't have a story, but, like, I just feel like it's the worst feeling because, like, for first of all, you get embarrassed and like you just get your heart broken at the same time.
And your friends make fun of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they're not douchebags.
Unless.
Unless.
Unless. Well, for me is getting caught by my mom. On anything.
So what, you're just playing video games, you just get caught, you're like, oh no.
No, like, when I'm doing stuff that she doesn't want me to do, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like you don't like want to disobey her.
Yeah. Well, she gets mad, but like she's cool about it sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yes, I know. Keyword sometimes. But she's cool about it most of the time. But other than that, I don't know. Have you ever? Okay, I got a question for you. Have you ever fucked with the cops?
Huh?
Have you ever fucked with the cops?
What do you mean by that?
Like piss off the cops, like do something illegal kind of thing.
No.
Oh,
I'm a good boy.
I swear, it would be like very funny if like a guy on the podcast like actually like asked that, and the guy answered, and like the guy is secretly police. I want that to happen. I want a podcast like that. I would 100% watch it. What's one thing?
Watch it or listen to it.
Let's do it. Whatever. But, what's one thing? What do you think about the most?
Life and what happens after death, pretty much. And no, I'm not depressed or anything. Just saying.
Yeah, like the afterlife is fucking scary.
Not really, cause like.
Like for me, it's scary because it's a thing where like you don't know what it is. It's a mystery kind of thing.
Yeah, but like you know, everyone has their own conspiracies.
Yeah, something that like it's just purgatory. Like everybody goes to like one certain place.
Like, everyone goes to heaven or hell. Or yeah. People just go to like whoever they believe in. You know.
Yeah, or atheists go like just it just goes black.
But yeah, that's like a fear I have. Like if you die and everything's just like all black, like
there's nothing there's nothing to see and shit.
Yeah, like but I don't think it's that like I know there's like something else and just like all black. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
What if life is like a whole time loop? Like every time you die you restart your life again.
That's what I was thinking. Depending on the person you were, like, what if you just get reincarnated to something, like, either worse or better than, like, the person you were, you know?
No, like,
That's what I think.
I see it as, like, you restart your life again every time you die. Like, you keep being the same person again, but just,
different, like, choices or, like, just the same choices?
No, like, different choices and shit. I don't believe that like it just goes to all black because like what else happens? Like everything erases from your mind and then you restart it again. I think that's
what. Yeah, because like I mean that's a good conspiracy because like why else we have deja vu in dreams and all that because like the like life experiences already happened again and you just chose the same like choices in able for that to happen.
Yeah. You know? Oh, that could be true. Isn't that like, here's my conspiracy. That like, deja vu is like, a reminder of like what you chose before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, if you don't get that deja vu, then you didn't choose, you chose a different path. If you did choose that, if you didn't, choose the fucking thing. Choose a path, the right path to get deja vu, that you did choose the right thing. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah.
Like, you have deja vu, like, in real life, that just means you chose the path you chose in your, like, life before.
Yeah.
And if you don't have deja vu again, therefore you chose a different path than you did in your past life, right?
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I said it the most difficult way ever.
It wasn't even that difficult.
I know. I don't know why I tend to do that. Like, I tend to always make stuff difficult by saying it's difficult. Like, saying it difficult to you.
You make it harder than it already is.
Yeah. Like some fucking like math teachers. Yeah.
Here's the thing, like, what if, like, if you, like, when smart people, like, live the life of a human being, like, they don't remember their life, but they remember the academic knowledge they know now. That's the way, like, they're smart, because they remember, like, the past life knowledge they learned already.
Oh, you know? Yeah, like...
Like, that's one thing, like, I just think about.
There's also this one thing where, like, about the fucking Earth. Because some people think that, like, the Earth is, like, flat and whatever. And personally, I think it's round.
Same.
And I just think that people are just way too retarded about it. But other than that, I don't know why I got into that anyway. But yeah, like, they could get the knowledge from their past lives, like, What if, like, people reincarnate as other people?
Yeah, that's what I think, like, and, like, some people, like, just reincarnate from, like, different animals. That's how they get some of their talents from, like, specific things other animals have, because they used to be that type of animal, and smart people used to be humans, because they remembered their knowledge back then, just don't remember their actual life, you know?
Yeah, it was, like, a scientist from, like, World War II. Just coming back to life as a kid.
Yeah, and you know? This kid is, like, really smart.
Yeah. What if Albert Einstein is, like, that's why he's so smart? Because, like, some scientists, like, his whole, never mind. Because what I know is that he failed a lot to get smart, so.
Yeah, but, like, you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. Like, isn't that how deja vu plays in? Because, like, do you think, like, that deja vu, like, leads you to the right path?
Not really. I just think, like, deja vu is, like, something from your, like, past life. Like you said, like, it's just a loop. You live the same life with, like, the same choices, but you just gotta choose different ones, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like deja vu is just, like, somebody telling you, like you did this your past life, and, like, you could do it again, or you could change it before it happens, type of thing.
Oh, yeah. But it never really tells you, like, when it happens. That's a thing.
And I feel like some lucid dreams, like, it's, like, something, like, when you have some lucid dreams, like, it's telling you, like, it's, like, a new event's gonna happen or something like that, like.
A lucid dream.
Yeah, like, don't you ever, like, lucid dream that then, like, have, like, deja vu about it?
No.
Oh, because that's just me.
Yeah, I never had a lucid dream.
You sure have. You said you had a lucid dream before. All right.
Too excited, you just woke up. Yeah, I was too excited, and then I would just fucking woke up. But I never had, like, a real lucid experience, that's a thing.
It's an amazing experience.
God damn it, I shouldn't know.
Let's just buy the blue cheese we talked about a couple podcasts episodes ago, remember?
Oh, right, yeah. We should have a sleepover and, like, just eat it there. We talk about
our experience.
Yeah, on the podcast. No, wait, so what we will do is, like, have a sleepover, right? We wake up with a lucid dream. Fuck.
And we what?
Oh, I was about to say.
Cut out.
God damn it. Because I don't want it to fucking... because I already have to edit it and shit. So. Anyway. The blue cheese will fucking come in handy one day.
So, like, you just, like, going to have, like, just, like, sleepover, wake up as soon as we wake
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I don't, but, like, we need mics to do this shit. Like, it doesn't sound as raggedy as it was. So I don't have to be passing the mic to you. But, man, my phone, shit. So, yeah. It's gonna be awkward, like, when, like, live, but right now we're doing it with Anchor. It's just a fucking app that I...
I mean, we could just eat, like, just get the same blue cheese, like, in our own house, just, like, both set an alarm for the next morning, have the lucid dream, wake up all at right, that time, and just
do the podcast. But you know I'm a fucking heavy sleeper. No, at least Chapman does.
I know as well.
How?
Trust me. Because you sometimes told stories. You said something like you would like sleep at like 9, then wake up at 9 in the morning or something like that. You have 12 hours. You told me that one time.
I forgot.
So I remember.
But when my girlfriend tells me that I am a heavy sleeper, apparently she was calling me like over and over over again just so that she can wake me up. It didn't happen. I couldn't wake up.
Do you ever just like fall asleep? Just
yeah. Calling, no, like, we both do like every night, but like, we have our phones charging, so. So no, we don't. It doesn't really overheat. We just leave it on. So we call on like on Instagram and Snapchat, and we just turn it off and if we have to say something, like we just call each other. She's a light sleeper. Like I can wake up easily. I can't wake up at all.
Damn. I don't even know what I am.
You gotta find out, but. By your parents. Have you ever been woken up with like a bucket of water?
No, and I didn't. And I never.
I had many times when I was little.
like a whole bucket,
a whole bottle. That was because I used to like oversleep. When I used to oversleep on like school days, my mom would just wake me up with water. But it was usually my dad. He would usually wake me up with water.
But then, like, once they do that, it'll be a pain just to, like, change your pillow and your
sheets. No, but, like, I go to school, and then they change it, so it's fine. It was fine. But, like, now, since quarantine, they haven't done it. Neither do in middle school. Just because, like, I wake up in time. I have a clear... I had a clear schedule, just but now I don't.
Yeah. Just wait until you get into high school. Yeah. And have to wake up more
early. At least we get to leave, like, more early.
Yeah, like, an hour earlier.
We can make fun of the dumb middle schoolers. We're gonna be like, I don't know. But, so, whatever. Anyway, do you have any conspiracies about ghosts and shit?
I don't really have any conspiracies. All I know is that they exist.
Yeah, well, that's I think I already talked about this, but I think that's... Oh, yeah, we've talked about this in the pilot episode where I believe in ghosts, but I don't think they can hurt you at all. They're just fucking...
Yeah, because, like, it's just a ghost. Like, what can they do? Just, like...
Yeah, like, jerk you off until you die or what?
But, like, I feel like ghosts can make, like, noises. Like,
just to scare you. Like, think, like, there's a murder. Yeah.
Like, I also believe in paranormal activity.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in haunted items and all that. Like I believe in
Robert,
that, too.
Robert the Doll. I do.
Do you believe in that type of stuff?
Because I've seen it everywhere, man. But, yeah, me too.
Like, I just see a lot of videos of it, and that just made me
believe. Oh, yeah, one channel that I love, like, about that shit, like, not about, like, cursed items, but, like, just going, like, to the deep web or just finding disturbing shit. My favorite channel for that is Nexpo. What's your favorite channel?
Like deep web stuff. I don't really watch
it. Well, my favorite is Nexpo because he makes it like seem like a documentary. He makes it like into a documentary, and it's amazing like how like he puts it. Obviously, I really like videos. But yeah, shout out to Nexpo, even though I don't fucking know who's watching this. But anyway.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten to the BioShock Infinite shit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your YouTube channel.
the next episode is like, there's one part that's just me screaming, press the button, press the button, the whole time. Like, really fucking loud with, like the highest pitched voice I could ever do. Yeah.
About a meme.
Like, I swear, they're about a bully in the next one. Jesus Christ. Honestly, like, I've already talked about this in the playthrough before, but, like, Bioshock in VR would be amazing. What game in VR do you think is going to be amazing?
That is going to be, that would be.
Or is going to be. Whatever. For me, I already said it's Bioshock, because, like, because of the underwater city and Colombia. And, like, also, hold on. In the Bioshock the Infinite, right, you get to, like fly around in a fucking roller coaster. It's amazing. Christ. Anyway, go ahead.
I was about to say Minecraft, yeah. But Minecraft already is for VR.
Just imagine, like...
Damn, like, I barely play any video games to actually... Like,
what if Call of Duty was, like, in VR?
That's the thing.
Yeah, like... Like, good. Like, you just, like, what's it called? Like, with the controllers, you just, like, do, like, sniper shit. Like, Christ. You could snipe bitches from, like... Oh my god. That shit would be cool though. No,
yeah, but then, like, you know, this is gonna be this competitive game with them.
But how are we gonna move though?
Just use a controller.
Oh, okay.
Like, instead of a TV, it's just like. Just.
Okay.
Call of Duty. Like, VR. Like, that would be whack.
It would take the fun out of it, but yeah. Like, imagine getting beat up in VR. Oh shit! Like, you see, oh no. Okay, so talking about GTA, right? The VR of that. Oh, you weren't talking about that. Fuck. Okay. Okay. So. The VR of that would be amazing because, like, some people have the oppressor. The oppressor Mark II or Mark I. Do you know those?
No, but I'm
just right. The oppressor Mark II is the one that you can fly around with. And, like, there's vehicles that you can fly around with. And also, there's the weed farms and shit. Huh. Honestly, though, that would be a good game, GTA VR. Do you think it will, like, appear for GTA 6, like GTA VR? Bro.
Probably.
You guys imagine how crazy, like, the technology will get for gaming in the future?
Yeah,
you can actually, like, shoot people, but, like, you die, like, in the video game, and then you come back to the real world. Like, okay, it's,
Wait, like, we were just talking about technology, not just our cars. You said, yeah, like, you shoot people, and then once you, like, die, you just come back alive.
No, here's how I imagine it, right? Is that, like, there's a teleporter to, like, go to the, go to the virtual world, like in Call of Duty or on GTA or whatever, and then you respawn, but in the real life, if you understand what I mean.
So, like, kind of like of a lucid dream, like it looks like you're actually there, but like once you die, like you just like,
yeah,
you're in the real world
kind of thing.
Like, are you just
going to
be
stuck
there?
I don't know about that one. You just break through the TV.
Or, like, are you just, like, self-conscious? That makes you dream. Like, you know, like,
have to... Just imagine, like, how would that be, like, if you die? Like, you have to survive either to survive. God. Fuck the train. Christ, it makes so much fucking noise. Being so much fucking noise, Christ. Bro, what is it switching its ass on? The fucking rails? God damn it. It's making so much fucking noise. Christ. Do you hear the train?
Yeah, it's stopping.
Whatever. Talking about since we were here, the fucking jalapeno, which wasn't really that bad. The jalapeno wasn't really that bad. I thought it'd be worse. I thought it'd be like a habanero type shit.
Unless we both got an email, yeah. Spicy one.
Unless we got like the fucking what the fuck? Do you hear that shit? Like my whole, the whole ground's shaking from my shit. Christ. Fuck. Anyway, let me just get this out of the way. Would you ever try drugs? Depends what.
Depends. Wait. What type and
where? Like a psychedelic. Like LSD, ecstasy, or what? One of those. Like shrooms?
Shrooms.
You wanna try shrooms?
Don't shrooms just make you look
weird? I don't know shit about drugs. Let's just ask you that.
It'd be kind of like nice, like not.
It'd be
nice,
like an experience.
Like, yeah, like to try like one of those drugs that make you see weird things, you know. But like that don't really harm
your body. Yeah, I would want to experience that one day. I would want to, honestly. Crazy. Yeah. Like, just imagine, like, you. Wait, have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Yeah, it's I hate.
What's the experience? Because I never had it before. I just thought it was a dream.
So you pretty much just you're still like conscious, but like not conscious at the same time, right? That's why you can't move. But since you're also not conscious, you can see, right? So like pretty much it is like you can't move, but you can only move your eyes. And you just see, like, these, like, weird demons or, like, scary things that, but, like, it's all in your head.
Yeah, what is it? What does it do?
It just looks so realistic.
Of what?
I don't even know. It's just, like, a terrible experience.
From what I heard from different podcasts, like, if you don't recognize it's a sleep paralysis, like, your mind goes to the most deepest, like, to the darkest shit you can imagine, apparently.
Yeah, that happens too. But like every time I have it, like I just know it's sleep paralysis because I can't move. Like as soon as I can't move, like I just recognize it. Right.
Just imagine having like sleep paralysis while like you're late to school.
That happened to me once. I had
God damn, because sleep paralysis.
That happened last year. Yeah. Like as soon as like. I saw, like, as soon as I arrived at the bus stop, like, the bus
came right. Oh, wait, you weren't really late, per se. You weren't really late, per se.
What? Yeah. But, like, I was about to be late.
Makes sense.
It was before I knew. Actually, didn't we meet, like, the first week, like, I arrived?
Oh, yeah. We didn't really talk. We just met each other.
Like we just greeted each other pretty much.
And then we played PUBG with Edgar. Yeah. And then And then we were in the same class, and then yeah, I just started annoying you with like boobies on the fucking calculator with a card.
Wasn't that pretty much the whole like how we pretty much started talking? Because like in the middle of math class, you just like, yo, look at this, and just
said, no, it didn't say that. It was just, I swear, I just drew.
Nah, I remember you wrote down boobies, and you just like, yo, look at this.
I didn't write it down. I drew it down.
It was
parentheses, and then parentheses dot parentheses.
Oh yeah,
it was that. Yeah, I was just showing you that the whole time, and that's where we started talking. Yes, we started talking because of boobies. Great. Oh Christ.
I thought it was me like doing like a group project or something.
Not boobies.
Yeah. Boobies.
Christ. No, I first met Ricard before you. I first met Ricard before you.
Oh yeah. I met him since kindergarten.
I met him like in sixth grade. I started annoying him too. No, another friend started annoying Tuna and me at the same time. It was annoying, but it was funny. And then I first met people in the back, like we're usually called the people in the back, because we sit in the back of a classroom together. It's me, you, and some other people. All right, I forgot to bring them on the podcast. Fuck.
Bro, we said that like 2 months ago.
Should we still do it, or? All right.
We should do it next week.
Also, talking about, we
hit that 58 mark.
So just stop. So just stop it here, or
nah.
Sorry for like not being on time. I was not home the past like 4 days. So yeah. And also that's why I couldn't upload. So.
Also, my apologies as well, because I couldn't do the podcast like
for 3 days. It was mostly me because I wasn't home.
Yeah, I couldn't do it for 2 days, but then you couldn't done it like, I remember I couldn't do it Friday and then Saturday I couldn't, and then I just forgot about it.
Yeah, but it was okay you forgot about it Sunday, because like I was away, so it didn't really matter.
Could you have even done it on Saturday?
No, I couldn't do it on Saturday either, because it was, yeah, I was somewhere on Saturday. Friday, I could do it. I could have done it.
I couldn't.
Anyway. Fucking school. I hate it, man. I hate like all my homework. I just hate it. Because honestly, it's honestly all retarded.
All my homework is, yeah, it's more difficult online than it is.
Yeah, because right now, right? Like, you're trusting me to do something that I don't do. Like, these teachers know I don't do homework. Do you expect me to do work?
I'm literally failing 2 classes because of online schooling. I could have had perfect grades, got awards for it, but now I can't because I'm just done
with all the virus stuff. I think I'm failing. I'm not even failing on the class. I'm not doing like nothing at all. Like I'm reading, I'm doing like nothing, and I'm still, and I have 100 on that one.
I'm failing reading. Probably because I had like a lot going on, so like I just couldn't have done the work.
I just don't do it. Like, I have to read a whole book for reading, so.
I just listen to the teacher read it.
Wait, is that an option? No, well, I don't know about me, it is.
We have different teachers. But... I just, like, it's just a video of her reading the book, and then I'm just on my phone playing games while I'm listening to
kinda, it. Kind of like a little part. So I'm multitasking. Yeah.
Like, I'm literally just grinding on a game and while I listen to it.
I'm just playing Bioshock. That's all I'm doing. Ever since I found Bioshock, I recently found it's my favorite game. I've told you about it, right?
Yeah.
It's an underwater city, and then Infinite. Like, it's a prequel, I think. I don't know, but.
Yeah, you say it was a prequel because before, like, another
game. Yeah, I think it was because, like, in Infinite, it takes place, like, in 1912. And then in the original Bioshock, it takes place, 1959. Yeah, so I think it's a prequel. It most likely is. It kind of doesn't make sense if it isn't. But, it is, probably. Oh, yeah, talking about the shit I do, I have a fucking electric guitar, even though I never said I would have one. Pretty awkward. Because I don't have an amp for it. I don't have nothing for it. I don't even have a fucking string for it. I know, but, it comes, next week. So yeah, I'm missing a G string. That's all I'm missing. Other than that, what have you been doing? Like, other than the homework?
Yeah. Instead of homework, playing video games with Edgar.
What are you playing?
He wants me to play PUBG, so that's I play with him. We pretty much just I help him grind every day.
Do you guys win? I sound like the most white dad ever. Are you winning, son?
Are you winning, son? Oh, yeah. Just that one meme. Like the dad just walks in, like, are you winning, son?
Yeah.
It's just something.
I once saw a meme that said, like, are you winning, son? And, like, the guy was just a furry. And, like, in the next one, the dad is disappointed.
He just
screams out, we need adoption papers. No, we need to put them for adoption. Oh, no. So we got anything else to talk about?
I think that's it for this week's podcast. You hit that 1 hour mark already.
The 4 minutes. What's the longest podcast we've done?
I think the one with the barber getting shot. Because that was like a 20-minute outro.
We just talked about fucking barbers and music videos and shit.
And Bad Bunny stealing our ideas.
I honestly think it'll be. We should put that on some merch if we ever have.
Well, he just steals our ideas.
Yeah. All in our merch is gonna be like, shoot the barber. Yeah, it's gonna be some shit like that. Anyway, thank you for listening. This has been the One Night Podcast. And I know at this point, this whole podcast was about the fucking peppers. But,
that was the beginning.
That was the beginning. It was a way to not. It was not spicy as we thought it was. So.
Yeah. You should buy the N hot sauce and bring it to the park, and then we should
try it. We should like tell experiences. Well, I already did, so I don't have to do it again. I don't want to do this shit again.
I'll do it. Just bring the hot sauce and meet me there at the park, and I'm ready. I'll try it.
You better bring some fucking ice cream, because honestly, that shit killed me.
Nah.
All right.
Handle it. It's just gonna be more painful.
Don't regret it, but okay.
All right, until this quarantine thing is over, or whenever you can
go. All right, you'll regret it, but whatever.
I mean, I would, but like, hey, you know, all right. Gotta try everything. Well, not everything,
Anyway, we would like to thank you for listening, and this has been the All Night Podcast. See you guys in the next week, next episode, whatever.